Good morning, people. Could you sit if you want to stay, please? We need remote participants and we need to respect them. So this is our regular open meeting for a nomination committee, just to encourage outreach in each region the ICANN meets. So that is our presentation for the time. So we are the nomination committee. The nomination committee from Hong Kong. I have to be the chair. Here is Hob Hao. Hob Hao is the chair elected. We're going to talk about that. And this is our agenda. We could go off.
I'm doing it. She's doing our. He's doing our. I'm doing the projection.
Okay, so go ahead.
So you want me to move down?
Yeah. So this is the structure that we already have now. It's almost impossible to see, but I don't know if it's in the external. There is no people that is following us.
Yes, sir.
They can see. They can see that. So okay. So this is our structure. We have. We have the chair, we have the chair elect, and we have voting and non-voting members. All those, it's about 5 and 7 and so 12, 16. It's a voting member, and the others, no color is no vote members. That is part of this group, as well as a chair and Rob as a chair elect. We don't vote yet. So that is it's a big committee. We could have an associated chair, so to have more adequate budget for the whole year to keep more. Opportunities to do outreach, we decide not to have the associated chair. So that is the idea. And to understand better what is the function and the role of the chair-elect, Hob Hao, that is chair-elect for 2012, will just address the things to you. Please, Hob.
Hi, my name is Rob Hall. I think most of you know me. I want to, for those that don't, I'm the first chair-elect, so this is a new position. The former way of doing things in the NOMCOM was you had the chair and then the past chair, and the past chair's job was to try and help the chair who'd just been dropped off the deep end learn everything quickly. The ATRT, the Transparency Review Committee, suggested that you create a chair-elect that could learn the job before becoming chair. And start to prepare. So my job is very different than in past years. This year, my job is to start preparing for next year. So I've spent time going through budgets and trying to get stuff in place. I'll also have the privilege of getting the next NOMCOM decided on who's going to be seated earlier in the year than normal. So typically that happens right before the Toronto meeting. This year, I'm hoping to do it around the Prague meeting timetable. So we've been talking to all the different constituencies about electing their people earlier this year. In discussions with the board, I should point out that Vanda and I serve at the pleasure of the board. We're appointed by the board. In discussions with the board, when they appointed me, they asked if I would also start documenting a procedure manual as to how NOMCOMs traditionally do things. Because one of the interesting things of a NOMCOM, this is my third I've been on, is that every year it's almost like we have to start from scratch and have debates about the same thing. Of how should we do something without really the knowledge of the history of how of the past 6 or 7 years of NOMCOM done it. So I've committed to start working on that. And in fact, it blends in with the transparency that Vanda will talk about later, which is I believe that the NOMCOM should be much more transparent in what we do. So I believe that we're doing ourselves a disservice by applying confidentiality to everything we do. The documents we sign and the things we need to be careful about are candidate identities and personal information, and even our closed discussions about them should always, of course, be confidential. But things like when we're meeting and agendas and the documents we sign and work from should be much more open. So with that involved, you'll see next year we'll start to publish information much earlier, even during this year's NOMCOM, and Vanda and I are working together to start publishing more to the community about what we're doing, such as this presentation. So she'll go into that more about this year on a later slide. I just wanted to put the stakeholder in her ground to say, you know, what John Jeffrey said to the nominating committee at the CARB was very interesting. He said, I can now look at every document and says, why shouldn't this be released rather than why should it? And I think we should be adhering to a similar standard to look at something and say, is there anything confidential in here that shouldn't be released about a candidate? And if not, why don't we release it and let the community see it? Because they're fearing, I suspect that the community is fearing what they don't know. And if they knew it, they'd look at it and say, well, there's nothing to fear there. Thank you.
Just for the benefit of the remote participants, we have sitting in this committee the RSSAC, the SAC, the CCNSO, the ASO, the technical liaison, that's this time is 3CCC, yeah. The IAB for IETF, it's ALAC. We have representative from the five regions, that is, you know, Africa, Latin American, Caribbean, Asia Pacific, Europe, and North America. And we have seven representations from the GNSO. And we have the representation for CCNSO. Okay. So, registries, stakeholder group, the registrar stakeholder group, the business user constituents, the business large for a small business, and for the large business, non-commercial users, the internet service providers, intellectual property constituents. So it's all voting members, and that's our organization. We have two staffs, Joetten and Olaf, that is with us today. So going further, there is the name of everybody. We don't need to go through that. And it's open, and you can see in our web page. So the open leadership position for 2012 is three members for the board, and one position must be filled from the Latin American and Caribbean region. It's mandatory because our bylaws said that we don't are not allowed really to have less than one person representing each region. And it happens that there is only one person, and his term will end in the end of this year. So we need to replace this position, whatever will be the candidate. So we need to have the best candidates, the best pool of candidates in that region, Latin America and Caribbean, to make sure that we can select the best one. So two members to at-large committee, one for Europe and another for North America. Next year, it's a rotating issues. Each time we select for Europe and North America, the next year for the three other regions, Africa, Latin America, and Caribbean, and the Asia-Pacific region. So this time is for Europe and North America. So one member for the GNSO. The GNSO is also rotating. 1 year we select two candidates, the next year just one, and always for 2 year term. The CCNSO, the County Code, Support Organization, is a 3 year term. It's each year we select one person for that. So that is our leadership position for the time, for this year. So what the ATR team just demand us this from the affirmation of commitment, we had a group, a working group that presents some interpretation and definition what we should do as a whole community to follow the affirmation of commitment. And for the non-com, we have one important task that is to get the information from the community on what is the best profile we need to look after for the candidates to make sure that we're going to select a good profile and the best ones for the board position. So our task was to ask the community all the time if they are, they have some thoughts, they understand our task, and also if they have some guidance to us as how to find in which profile those people had to have to go to the board. So last year in December, we start this committee, and we talk with each one of those groups that constitute the whole community in ICANN to get information and, you know, to define attributes and profiles, experience they want to see in the board members. So we select that, make a resume of that, and we put in these slides here. So you need to shoot.
The next one is on our timeline.
Hmm?
Our next one is our timeline.
So, but anyway, that is what we're talking about is how we go back now to the community, get back their feedback about our understand about that, and you know, post this for everybody to see and use that as a guidance for us. So there is also a timeline, and the most important issue for this timeline that we're going to be post is that we have on April 2nd, our window for application will be closed. So if you have some candidates, if you think of yourself as a candidate, you need to enter and apply. So after that, we start the selection process. The selection process will have some independent selection companies to interview the some of the candidates. And then in the end of Praha, in June, ICANN meeting, we're going to have this selected, and our job is done. So go ahead. So what we expected from board members that we collected from the community is some points of experience, technical. There is no need to be very deeply involved in technical issue, but need to have a general view. Policy, board don't make policy, but understand. It needs to understand the policy we are doing here. Governance, board experience, it's quite important. So to apply for the board position, you need to demonstrate in some way that you have a board experience, previous board experience in non-profit organizations and profit organizations. That is important issue to pay attention. Ability to use communicate in English, but more and more other language are become very relevant. So personal skills. We need a person with the ability to list, capacity to build in relationship, that has diplomatic attitude to face the community, to treat, to take talk with the governments, has executive mind, can assimilate a lot of information and make decision over that in a short period of time, has integrity, honesty, especially independency, for not have conflict that you avoid any kind of contribution for the board. Must be confident but not arrogant, must accept easily public criticism with elegance, certainly needs to have a good ability to delegate, because board is not an executive members. They are supervisor members. So a strong understand and belief about the ICANN multi-stakeholder model. This is quite important for any applicant to understand the model and to believe in that, because you need to defend this model. Understand the clear communication is a base for the consensus building process. That's all ICANN is about. It's bottom-up process, so they need to have some knowledge about how to behave in the, in this environment. So, and time availability. You can see in the our website the time demanded. For some position is not so high. For the board is really high demanded. So, one thing that is quite important for the community, and Rob already said, is transparency. So we're going to have all those slides posted in our website that you can see in the screen. And we're going to also put the methodology we're going to use for non-com and how we operate to find the best person and then select in the pool we have. So we also, we post clearly the timeline. We also have done from the some non-con survey from the results of 2011 that till the end of this month we're going to be posted. It's going to be posted in the website. It's important to take a look about that. And I already said that this presentation will be available for everyone to see. So I believe that that is it's about. And if you have any question, we are open now here to listen to you. And remember that to apply, go to the our website http://noncom.ican.org, and do it before April 2nd because it's our deadline. So thank you very much for your attention. Any question, we are open to answer. Please, Tony.
This presentation was quite clear to me. Having been on the NOMCOM for 2 years some time back, I just have a question on procedures. Perhaps you're going to get to that later. When there is a closure date for applications, that's clear. As for those of us who have to look at the submissions of the applicants, will this begin to be done after the date of closing for applications, or will we be getting started before that, looking at what is already in the basket? Thank you.
Tony, the NOMCOM traditionally operates in a manner, and I'm cognizant of we're in a public meeting here as opposed to our closed session. So I'll answer it in this way. The NOMCOM starts evaluating applications as they come in, and there's no advantage to coming in to applying earlier or later. So we look at the application that comes in the last day in a similar fashion as the first day, but we do try and get a head start on it and start looking at those that are already in. And starting them through the process as they come in. But there's no advantage given to those applying earlier. I think this, you know, we can go into this more offline if you want, yeah, of what our actual procedures are for this year. But I think we've already asked people to start looking at the applications this year on the wiki.
So. Yeah, just to be quite well informed, because it's amount of information, we should start to reading that. But we will start our process after the closing. So everybody will have in the same, will be in the same pool, and we will analyze everybody together, all the applications together. The problem is there is a lot of things, of information in that that coming to us. So starting reading, it's a good process. Jacqueline, please.
Hi. I just wanted to know, well, for you to explain to the people who are around, what mechanisms we're using to get the word out in the various countries. Are we using social media, local media, press, TV, that kind of thing? Where will they be able to hear about us apart from going to the website?
Thank you, Jacqueline. This is a very good idea. This we are trying to use all the information that in networks that we have and contacts that we have, but also this year we decide to post in the LinkedIn, and I will ask Joette, that's our staff here, to just talk a little bit about how this LinkedIn can be accessed and informed. Joette, just talk about the LinkedIn. What do we have in the LinkedIn? Just you know the LinkedIn?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. We've received proposals for to do. I'm sorry. What? My name is Joette Johanna. I'm staff support for the nominating committee. We've reached out to LinkedIn and have received proposals in for banner ads. And we'll be doing that type of advertisement.
Yeah. So, and this advertise goes through the five regions. So everybody, because LinkedIn has a lot of separations and address for advertising for each region. So we got all the five regions to make sure that everyone in Africa and in Asia Pacific area, in Latin America, North America, and in Europe will have opportunity to see the click of there with our information and how to apply and blah blah blah. And certainly, when they send you to this website, everything that you are seeing here. And all the information, detailed information about how to deal with the application and how to proceed will be there. So the last one is just my time to thank you about your time and for the remote participation. Thank you, and please help us to find good people, thinking yourself, thinking your network, and apply till April 2nd. Thank you. I don't want the outside. Okay. So I guess we are done. We are free to go. And we are already disconnected, Olaf. Yes, please.
Well, especially yet again for the people who are remote and in the room. Is there any thing you can tell us about the process that the NAMCOM goes through with regard to getting the names, you know, choosing the names? Because remember, you said you wanted to be open on process, not on the actual people. So maybe we could say something more about the process.
You mean what happens after we get the application?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So the staff receive the application. It's called a statement of interest. The statement of interest is posted on a private wiki that only NAMCOM members have access to. So all the details of that are posted. The nominating committee starts evaluating the people and put them into one of what I'll call three buckets. Either green, thumbs up, we want to look at this person more, absolutely. Red being, no, we don't think this person is appropriate for that position, although they may still be appropriate for others. And a yellow, which says we want to go back and have a discussion about the person with the entire group as to which bucket they should be in. So my past experience says it's the green and red are normally fairly straightforward decisions. The discussion normally centers around the yellow. The attempt here is obviously to weed the candidates early into the ones that we want to look at further and the ones we don't think are appropriate for the positions. There is full discussion of all candidates at that point. The ones, the goal is to weed the yellow bucket to zero and either move a candidate up or down. The green candidates that are at the end of that process remaining in that bin are then forwarded to Odgers and Bernstein, who is an outside third party that does an interview with the candidate and further evaluates the candidate for us and provides information back to the NAMCOM as to their results. So again, that report from O&B is just one of the tools the NAMCOM will use when it starts discussing it. The NAMCOM will meet again, go through the entire list of candidates again and say, is there anyone we missed? We'll look at them. We'll try and narrow down to the candidates the NAMCOM wants to interview in person. So last year, for the first time under Adam, the NAMCOM was able to interview every single candidate for the board that had made the final shortlist, if you will, in person, either by teleconference or actually face-to-face. We will attempt to do that again in Prague, so we will bring the candidates to Prague if they can travel, and we will try and video conference with them. If not, the entire board meets, the entire NAMCOM meets with the candidates in that way. Following that in Prague, the 2 days after the meeting in Prague, the NAMCOM will meet until it is able to pick its candidates. And the process we use on that day, I've heard it described as the World Cup process, but it's similar to that. I don't know, not exactly. Basically, let's say we had 10 candidates on the shortlist for three board positions. We start into rounds of discussion. So we'll go through every single candidate, every one of the 10. We will start into rounds of discussion, and then we'll have what I'll call a straw poll, where everybody say, let's say we're looking for three candidates, everybody writes down five names of the ones they're interested in, deliberately more than what we're looking for. We tabulate those results, and in my experience, that very clearly starts to show a trend of this person had no support. We've also gotten more information at this point from Odgers and Bernstein, from the references, and from their interview. So that helps us to start weed it down. We then, again, after even these results are in, go through the entire list again, say, does anyone want to advocate why this person didn't get any votes and maybe they should, or why this person got one out of 20 people saying they're interested? We reach a cutoff, and we go through the process again, and this time we may only say write four names down or three names down. The entire process is designed to start to weed down to the final few that you can have much more intense discussion about. We're also looking at a variety of factors. What's the position? What's the region? What are other criteria? What experience? What slate? Slate becomes important when you get down into the final few as well. In other words, you don't want to put necessarily although there's certainly no prohibition against it, you may not want to put three from the same region. You may not want to put three of the same type of candidate on. You want to balance. So that are all, those are all things that the NomCom may consider and that I've seen considered in the past. We do that for each of the positions, so board, ALAC, CC, and GNSO. We go through that process over 2 days. And then at the final, the last thing the NomCom traditionally does is puts the slate of all candidates for all positions on the board and has an official vote of, is this our slate that we're saying we all agree on? Last year, I had the privilege of serving on a NomCom where that final vote was unanimous. So the NomCom felt it had gotten the slate that everybody in the room thought was the best possible slate, and the vote was unanimous to say, look, this is our slate we believe is the best possible. So I think I hope that answers the question and describes some of the process we go through. There is great debate and great discussion all the way through the process, either on teleconferences or certainly in those final 2 days. I am pleased to say I have never served on a NomCom where an individual didn't put their own alliances and allegiances aside and do what they thought was in the best interest of the NomCom and, in fact, in the best interest of ICANN. So this is not a partisan method or process at all. It really is 20 intelligent, incredibly caring people getting together and trying to do the best job they can to select the best candidates.
Okay. Just remember that this methodology will be posted. Thank you.
I should also add, we take great strides to ensure that because a candidate may not have made whatever process along the way, in other words, you may not have made the first cut or their short list, we are able to bring a candidate back, and we often go through the entire list, I've seen it happen even on the last day, to say, is there anyone that better fits this? So any candidate that applied is able to make a spot and be brought back into the discussion by any NomCom member, even one member saying, I want to discuss this candidate who didn't make the short list, and we will have a full and fruitful discussion on that candidate at that point. So that's open to any NomCom member at any time to say, I want to talk about this person, even though we've passed them already.
Any other questions? So thank you very much for your attention, and let's close the session. Thank you.